Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God, we're live on air. Truth and BS. Muggsy said there were many outages of internet in the EU and all over the planet. Hadn't hit here yet. Reason being is that the things that the military are using to accomplish this are compatible with our systems. And all that was is just practice for global martial law. Think about it. It's a fun getting, you get to have some fun with somebody, and everybody showed up, so, you know. There's a cartoon in the Washington Examiner from May 18th. It's got Biden on one side and an advisor on the other. It says, this is a horrible jobs report, and you ask how to fix it. And the guy, the advisor says, oh, we could pay you not to work. Lines at gas stations are a feature, not a bug, of Biden's green future. Horse hockey. He don't know what he's doing. He stepped on the plug, and the lights went out. He didn't bother to make sure that things was together. Try this one. This is a headline of an article. It's Washington Examiner, May 18th. Biden needs to tell Democrats that Hamas is the bad guy. Quit telling Israel to quit shooting back. If I got a gun and somebody shoots at me, I'm going to return fire. I don't care who it is. Only problem is he don't care. You heard me right. One of these days somebody's going to really get upset and take me off the air. Well, how you handle unforeseen difficulties as they arise? One's own utopianism and incompetence. Joe Biden is suddenly getting a dose of both. Oops. Hamas probably calculated that they had new latitude for tormenting the Jewish state. Yeah, you know, rocket fire and all that sort of shit. Wonderful. Either way, Biden, who trumpets the idea that America is back because he's in charge, faces a Middle East war where there had been quiet and nearly unprecedented amity among the past 4 years. During the past 4 years, he could start, if he wanted to do something, by setting straight the jackals in his own party. Whoa. Then you got another one in, under your land in this. This shows a Costco parking lot that has a gas station at one end. And the line goes round and round and round. A hacker group known as DarkSide attacked the Colonial Pipeline, which is about 5,500 miles long, and transports nearly 45% of the East Coast fuel supply, forcing the pipeline to shut down. Well, they already got it up around $3 a gallon and rising. The longer the outage continues, the more gas prices will rise. And it affected the entire nation. That was interesting. The urge to hoard all of the supply that's available. Woohoo. My. You've seen the pics on YouTube and on Facebook. These people getting cans and stacking them in the back of their SUV. Well, several governors declared states of emergency. You know, White House, I don't know if that's Biden, urged people on Thursday to fill up only when necessary. Once the panic abates, the effect this shutdown will have on gas prices could last long into the summer. You remember when there wasn't no toilet paper? Yeah, well, now you understand what they did. Somebody said, oh, shit, I turned off the gas spigot. Van Morrison, latest is a protest album and triggered critics. He must have said something they didn't like. Dark and dangerous last week. That's what they declared him. He was dark and dangerous. Now there is new universal consensus. He must be ridiculed, marginalized, and silenced. Why? Well, he's telling the truth about the book. And it's well known. Morrison, Van Morrison's been out there on screw up things without really trying for a long time, many, many, many years, decades. Morrison's distrust of the media, the government, and all those he suspects of driving an Orwellian narrative has hardened. He got upset, turned his well-chronicled cantankerousness on the social media, thought police, and control freak bureaucrats. Ooh-hoo. I'm not telling people what to do or think. The government is doing a great job of that already, Morrison said in a statement last year. It's about freedom of choice. I believe people should have the right to think for themselves. Oh, my God. Independence can't have that. That's what passes for blasphemy these days. Yeah. Well, Van Morrison's been doing that since forever. I've been listening to him for years, decades. What is this? Telling me I ain't got no signal. That's bullshit. I got a signal. The problem is, speaking truth to power doesn't include denouncing groupthink censorship, economy-destroying lockdowns, or soul-numbing socialism. One can see the high-minded vitamin D deficient music critics double-masked and alone in their apartments, their tongue clucking. giving way to full-blown outrage as Morris delivers such outrageous lines as they control the media. Stop listening to mainstream media junk. You're too lazy to go out and work. Stop bitching. Do something. It's not in the lyrics, but those are certain. They are certain he is dog-whistling about anti-Semitism, QAnon, and Stormfront. Oh, boy. Could it simply be that a musical genius with the soul of a poet and a voice like Tupelo Honey is as sick as so many others over being locked down, lied to, manipulated, and mocked? I'd think about getting this album. we're running shy on some good protest songs. Bad enough that we've reached the point in which it takes a septuagenarian, old man Van Morrison, legend, to remind us of what protest music sounds like. Perhaps Morrison just sings, nowadays, you have to be careful of everything you say in a track called Mind Control. Ooh, should have obeyed his own counsel. On the other hand, why are you on Facebook? It isn't just a good song. It's a great question. Moderna University. You got to be educated. You need to get the vaccine. You got to get it, got to get it, get it. Yeah, the only trouble is there's too many people have been given permanent sicknesses from this experimental drug cartel thing going on. Dozens of universities have announced that COVID-19 vaccines will be mandatory for all students hoping to return to in-person learning this September. Sound to me like there's liable to be a lot of students that just don't show up. Boy, Yale University is one of the first schools to introduce this requirement with President Peter Salavi informing the campus that the vaccine mandate would apply to all undergraduate, graduate, and professional school students before the federal government had even approved the vaccine for use of, for students younger than 18 years old. The mandate is necessary, as always said, because vaccination is the only way the school can guarantee a minimal transmission of the virus. Well, that's a nice lie. And you make it sound official. Now, let me tell you something. I ain't going to get, have not gotten, and will not get that vaccine. They can take that needle and stick it in their own posterior. And he says, no excuses. Oh, boy. State University of New York's board will require vaccinations for all in-person students coming back to school in the fall. Oh, my. Nearly half of young adults surveyed in a recent poll said they did not want to be vaccinated. Now, think about that. That's nearly half. What do they do if their business gets cut in half? Chomp. Well, given the choice, young adults would rather risk COVID-19 than be inoculated against it. Vaccine side effects, which tend to hit young people harder. Oh, unfortunately, universities' vaccine mandates are a reminder that normal, remember that word, is a subjective term, one these colleges will have no problem changing over. Oh, ho. Oh. Pandemic hysterics, as normalcy returns. More than a year now, we've been witnessing some truly shocking behavior from nerve-wracked liberals who believe they actually had the power to stop the spread of the highly contagious airborne virus. Whoa, put a mask on. Put three or four of them on. We'll make it quick. Uh-huh. I'm investing in chain link for my mosquito control around here, too. Uh-huh. There are, however, some pandemic hysterics who would rather not be nice about it all. Now, here's an easy do and don't guide for the pandemic hysteric. Do feel free to social distance and all that stuff. Don't feel entitled to insult people who choose to enjoy being around large groups of other people without a mask. Whoa. Do wear a mask. As many as you like. Don't verbally or physically harass those who do not do the same. Oh, spoil all our fun. Do enjoy the peace of mind that some people get from getting vaccinated. Don't ask strangers whether they've been vaccinated themselves. It's nobody's business. A case for optimism. That's a guarded case for optimism. The optimism is shown in the price of lumber. If you don't understand that, go check out a 2x4. Oh, my goodness, the upcoming invasion by the federal government. Think about this. This is what the intentions and purpose and direction they're going to take it is going. The Biden team plans to strip communities of their power to govern themselves. Think about that. Woodrow Wilson is in his pre-presidential role as a political scientist and professor observed that in the United States, Washington does not govern local communities. Rather, they govern themselves. Think about that. Each state has autonomy. And the Nation States Project made each one of them an individual nation. So you can, take it to the bank if you want. Historically, local municipalities and school boards have raised and spent funds procured through local taxes in response to the needs and preferences of local voters. In true Tocquevillian sense, the power empowerment of American localities has been intrinsically more participative, from funding infrastructure to school board to zoning changes. Democrats, here we go, are now, and there's a problem with that. Democrats are now set on changing the balance of power between Pennsylvania Avenue and Main Street through legislation and regulation. Now, there's a problem with this labeling Democrats as all of them being some kind of nasty thingamabob, grinching in the bushes waiting to snatch your little kid or your candy or your fuel that you're hoarding. It ain't just Democrats. Although, and this is one of the big problems, there's too few Democrats who have grown a pair and found out that they really do have a backbone. And whether or not they can keep it stiff. They're starting to use federal infrastructure and community development funds as levers to change local regulations deemed flawed and discriminatory. Who made that decision? These include policies aimed at solving housing shortage problems and racial segregation. Strings are being attached to federal grants. One think of the idea of those new area contingent grants as a part of a disparate impact-based approach to federal grant making. premised on the idea that select local policies can be linked to the problems of poverty, especially local land use planning, and therefore wide range of local services should be adjusted to solve that problem. In other words, local people that need something done ain't going to be able to do it without the permission of Uncle Sam. Cory Booker is somebody I don't particularly care for because of the way he acts. He don't know how he does not understand how the system works, and it's obvious. In 2019, Jersey Senator Cory Booker and South Carolina Representative Claiborne proposed the Housing Opportunity Mobility and Equity Act. How about equality? Let's, let's get rid of equity, put equality in there, which would use transportation funding to push communities to adopt more inclusive zoning laws to make their service transportation funding and community development block grants contingent on such zoning policies. You don't comply with what they're after, you don't get any. I think that they ought to quit sending money to Washington, D.C. from the states altogether. Just cut the mothers off and see how well they do on their own. Think about it. It's a real possibility. In other words, the federal government has an interest in all services that are cited. Washington would make local recipients dance to its tune. Think about that. Got to do a jig. Growth is impressive, from just $7 billion in 1960 to $749 billion in 2019. In 1960, 7.6% of total federal outlays went to state and local governments. In 2019, the number crept up to 16.5%, with little fluctuations since the mid-2000s. Of the six major types of federal, state, and local grants, four come with a low range of recipient discretion. In other words, they can't use the money as they see fit according to what is needed. Coercive federal grants. Some of the furthest-reaching federal grants allow the least degree of state and local flexibility. Bear that in mind. Now, here's another. It continues. It don't stop there. Think here of making federal highway funding contingent on adopting your 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Oh, I can't drive 55. Remember that song? Education aid, which is attributed to 55,000 public school systems, was the basis for the nationwide testing regime ushered by the No Child Left Behind Act. See how it works? They just let something in. Then you use it as a leverage against the people that sent the money in the first place. Well, like I said, you want to get their attention? Everybody hold their funding. Don't send anything to the federal government. See how they like it. It is just such coercion, ramped up further by into influencing basic local services, and that progressives are now calling for. Exhibit number one, our housing and urban development. Developments affirmatively furthering fair housing regulations. AFFH. Yeah, that's it's AFFH can be used to tie federal community development funds to what Washington views as the best ways to limit housing discretion or discrimination by race. It's okay. So everybody that don't comply is racist. Terrible situation. A way for poorer communities to make up for lower property tax bases. Oh, Obama administration views the 1968 Fair Housing Act, which bans housing discrimination based on race, as inadequate. Well, nobody bothered to enforce it, did they? Documents made public as a result of legal action showed an Obama administration willing to inject HUD influence into almost any area of local affairs based on the broadest possible interpretations of fair housing. HUD uses a so-called denial letters, which are communications with local governments reporting that they have failed to pass the fair housing muster. Now, I did one of my shows, not the last one, but the one before that. We discussed the fact that the Interior Department, which controls HUD, has been stealing black people's land since forever. Outright discrimination. Somebody that isn't black or of color or whatever, man, they get whatever they need right now. The other people, one person in that article fought for 10 years, still couldn't get it. They said they were going to give it up. Here, you can have it. There was, in other words, no obvious limiting principle at work. HUD is not the local school board, which is directed directly responsible to local voters, including parents of school children. Yet the department has even ventured to include its bureaucrats' views on school enrollment policies in the category of disparities to access to opportunities, as was the case with the North Carolina city. HUD pushed one California city to overcome segregation by providing housing choices in higher opportunity areas where protected classes are less likely to live. This is a dispiriting worldview to reinforce that only wealthy American neighborhoods can offer opportunity. Mandates under small and mid-sized municipalities that were required to show progress complying with the AFFH regulations were also asked to use the SMART system for setting goals and metrics and milestones. Specific, measurable, action-oriented. That's what SMART means. Okay. One can only pity small city mayors or city managers forced to divert staff to such matters while the demands of local voters pile up. Now, what does this tell you? It tells you that the federal government doesn't give a damn about the people. Well, maybe we need to return that favor. Denied no less the Obama HUD used a fair housing policy as a powerful stick. It denied no less than 63% of all local businesses in the process holding up federal funds local governments relied on. This sort of overreach is exactly what the Biden administration will now bring back. Perils such federal grants. Washington's interpretation of compliance can be highly expensive and disconnected to the wants that the local communities are best positioned to determine. The needs. Where would we put the highway funds if we had it to spend? Well, you know, that old bridge needs to be, let's take care of that. And the federal government says, I know you don't. we're going to pay for it. We're going to resurface the brand new bridge. Quite a different thing than expensive federal mandates predicated on the idea that simply taking up residence in a somewhat higher income area will change the lives of those affected, or that general deconcentration of all America's poor is practical or even desirable. The strings attached to the coercive federal aid, which touch more and more core local services, and there doesn't seem to be any limit. They're just going. Policies that are on their face, race neutral, may actually be racially discriminatory. It goes on and on. I'm not going to read that whole thing. The pandemic is over. Coronavirus numbers mean America must stop living under emergency decree. You know what I say to that? Tell Pelosi. She thinks it's funny to zap people with a $500 fine for not wearing a mask and all this happy crap when the CDC says, don't worry about it. Well, maybe it's time not to worry about Pelosi. Maybe it's time to, if she tried to find me, she'd have a lawsuit she wouldn't believe. It's up to us, not Biden, Walensky, or Fauci, to step outside, toss our masks in the trash, and declare this whole thing over. And if you're done with it, if you're tired of it and you're done with it, well, here's another one. Washington Briefing. Now they're talking. They get a picture of a riot. Yeah, Capital City Police said it must be the riot. Partisan battle over January 6th complicates vote to create riot commission. Some Republicans want a wider scope, but Speaker Pelosi will not budge on that request. Pelosi is the problem. Pelosi recently backed down on her plan to stack the commission with Democratic appointees, changing makeup to a 50-50 split. Pelosi brushed off GOP attempts to broaden the investigation to include Antifa and Black Lives Matter groups, and the protests of which resulted in destruction and deaths in several cities. So Pelosi don't give a shit. She don't care if you got a riot going on in your front yard. Pelosi defended the two groups, who she said were protesting the death of George Floyd at the hands of white people and a police officer, and had nothing to do with any of that. Well, how many times can you lie and think you can get away with it, Pelosi? There's limits. Biden administration defends Trump seizing journalists' phone records. That's not too bad. They ought to ask permission, and then do a deep forensic search. But other than that, Federal Trade Commission enters the fray over the right to repair. Tech companies have made it nearly impossible for consumers to fix many of their products. You put a mirror on any reasonably modern vehicle, and you're in violation of the ownership of that. Yeah, that's right. You buy it, you're paying for it, and they'd tell you no. Ransomware attack. Colonial Pipeline leads to supply chain complications. Outdated security infrastructure could lead to similar attacks. Well, my goodness. let's get real here. If you've got any kind of decent protection at all, There's two things you're gonna have to do. One is, or the main one is, a password that allows people into your computer. Think about it. Psychedelic treatment may offer a cure for depression and other mental illnesses, even PTSD. It's called psilocybin. Mushrooms. No, the problem is that it doesn't work the way they say it does. Let's see what we got here. Anybody else in this thing of any interest? Didn't look like it. Ooh. The weak April jobs report points to labor shortages and enhanced unemployment benefits. Bear that in mind. And there's a load of states now that are going to cut them off. The reasons for people unwilling to return to work go beyond the issue of pay. Several economists and elected officials have pointed to the enhanced unemployment benefits provided by the federal government as creating an incentive not to return to work. So, let's see where we're at here. Here you go. Here's some numbers. I don't care. I'm not going to read the numbers. Hell with it. Right now, they got a whole bunch of people saying no. And Montana, South Carolina, created a situation which those collecting more in unemployment will have to return to the workforce. Oh, that's just two. There's something like 17 of them out there doing this. And there's a reason for it. People can't find somebody to work. Jobs plan, $2.3 trillion, becomes less and less necessary. And we have more. Democrats follow the science and reject common sense. Hello, Pelosi. How you doing up there behind the podium? You know what everybody could do? Stay home. Don't show up when there's a mandatory vote. she'd get the message the hard way, I hope. Here we go. Amy Klobuchar, antitrust, taking on monopoly power from the Gilded Age to the digital age. Yeah. Okay. Klobuchar asked Kavanaugh to defend two antitrust rulings he made as a judge on U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of explaining to be done. The tea that Patriots dumped in Boston Harbor in 1773 was aboard ships of the British East India Company, a monopoly. Woo. The monopoly, Smith and the Tea Partiers hated, were not private businesses that had outcompeted their rivals and now abused their position. They were monopolies granted by the government. You know, we got, see, you're casting it from all directions. There's just not much you can fight against without toppling something. And it's like the pandemic. None of them are the same. Most advanced urban civilians have always been susceptible to plagues because of their integration, which facilitates the spread of the pathogens across territories. The history of pandemics is as much a history of social networks as a history of pathogenic evolution. Woo. So in terms of the what's going on, this is just a quick hit. You have to understand that there is a lot of stuff that doesn't necessarily go along with what everybody supposedly should be doing. Well, what about Gurdon? He's the editor-in-chief of this magazine. He talks about Liz Cheney's expulsion from the House. Republican leadership is to stipulate that her core claim is true. Donald Trump lost the 2020 election, and his claim to the contrary is false. Well, I'm going to wait and see. When they get done checking everything out and they say that's true, I'll just accept it. Reject and resent her tactic of outspoken denunciations, which we see hijacking the party's message and annoying its voters. Reasonable enough that they should want a chief messenger who delivers the message they wish to send. That's why she got out of there. That's why she was removed. Doesn't have squat to do with, doesn't have much at all to do with Trump. Has almost everything to do with their activities. GOP is bigger than Trump. Well, in the aftermath of the Liz Cheney affair, there's been a lot of talk about Republicans having surrendered to former President Donald Trump, or of Trump having total control over the Republican Party. Nah, I don't see either one as being credible. This fits the narrative of commentators suffering from Trump withdrawal syndrome and inability to let go of the man they love to hate. But it doesn't fit reality. The fact is the Republican Party is bigger than the former president. Recently, Josh Holmes, a former chief of staff for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, tweeted, border crisis, gas lines, inflation, economic stagnation, kids still out of school, rocket attacks in Israel, and on and on and on. If you're a Republican in the Capitol, not talking about any of this today, you're weakening our country. The message to Republicans, keep your eye on the ball, on business, get her done. It's real simple. It's not complicated. And, yeah, see, there, that was easy. That's one magazine totally down. That didn't take but 20 minutes. I got a nice one here. I hope everybody's in a good mood. I hope everybody really looks at things like, well, we might be in trouble, so we'll prepare for it. But that does not mean that we need to take everything as being nasty. Now, National Review has a series of things in here about the week, what happened. Well, they started off usually with some kind of frivolity, and by that I mean an outright joke. They're not dirty jokes, although if you really paid attention to some of the content, they could be taken in the wrong direction. Well, I'll leave it at that. And the first one is, I got a big star by it. Good news! The CDC says you can read this magazine without a mask. Now, if everybody don't find that funny, I don't know what, you know. As Democrats claim responsibility for Major League Baseball pulling the All-Star game out of Atlanta, it is clear that critics of the Georgia election law got far out over their skis. A gathering of management from more than 100 blue-chip companies reportedly discussed imposing collective sanctions on the state. A dramatic escalation of anti-democratic corporate bullying of questionable legality. Well, guess what, guys? Start that and see where you end up. I hope you like orange jumpsuits. Georgia-based behemoths Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines were noticeable by their absence, and Cook issued a conciliatory statement calling for common ground. Well, maybe they ought to refuse any and all shipments of the product. Maybe somebody needs to take them down a notch. Maybe somebody needs to unplug some of these people that are righteous. We come to work each day to publish, not cancel. This is, you know, it's gone out of hand. I refuse to stand by while my students are indoctrinated. Ooh. Teacher at Grace Church School in Manhattan. Once his comments had been shared across outside the forum, the head of the school told him that he had caused harm to the students and in doing so failed to serve the greater good and the higher truth. Well, the higher truth is that the administration of this particular school are a bunch of Marxists. Ooh, and they're indoctrinating your kids that you will. Well, you got to tell your parents to do it the right way, the way I'm telling you to do it. And all, you remember, I believe it was called Red Shirts or Brown Shirts. 2 days after Rossi's publishing of the letter, George Davidson, head of the entire school, Grace also offers preschool education, told him not to report for work the next day. The fact is, on Sunday of that week, the school sent a letter to parents and staff warning that Rossi had been relieved of his duties to make matters even more distressing than the recent released audio tape from a March 2nd conversation between Rossi and Davidson. Davidson can be heard sharing Rossi's concern. The fact that is that I am agreeing with you that there has been a demonization that we need to get our hands around. Who we're demonizing white people for being born. Not to mention firing people for saying it openly. Classics department at Howard University is going to be dissolved. Reason of prioritization. Issue of they issued a powerful rebuke of the decision, and rightly so. You see how far it's going. They're going to eliminate, if they can't eliminate you directly, they get rid of your department. Oh, where is this? Senate voted 94-1 for an anti-Asian hate crimes bill. The recognition of monetary help for parents is growing. Homeless shelters can no longer be single sex and receive federal funding. Oh, my good Lord. According to a new rule from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, everybody's getting in on the act. New York Times, Planned Parenthood, President Alex McGill Johnson, formerly criticized the Institute's infamous founder, Margaret Sanger, for her association with white supremacist groups and eugenics movement. Last month's Supreme Court heard arguments in Americans for Prosperity versus Rodriguez. At issue in the case was the state of California's policy requiring that nonprofit organizations disclose their donors to state officials. Well, guess what? You can't do that. Oh, well, you say, why not? Well, In fact, the court ruled in NAACP versus Alabama, Patterson, 1958, which established that the First Amendment protects the privacy of a group's members and supporters. The point of California's policy is to enable harassment. Just that simple. I hope that Gun Rights is listening, because he need to cite that. They already ruled on it. Supreme Court says that you don't have to disclose squat. According to a court in Hong Kong, handed down sentences for 9 advocates of democracy. Think about that. If you're active as someone who believes in freedom, you do it over there and they put you in jail. Justice amid the rage. There isn't any. As George Floyd ring around a rosy again. And, you know, I hate to tell him, but George Floyd isn't very important. And the manner in which he died, also unimportant. Now we got something here that everybody ought to be interested in. That's called due process manners. Are accused police officers being treated justly? The answer is no. To assert that there must be due process of law before the state exacts punishment was, seemingly until months ago, to assert a principle so foundational to the requirements of a free, prosperous society as to be humdrum. Now, to make such a statement is a firing offense. Remember the guy, he said, you know, we ain't free the way you're running it? And they fired him. The town was aflame, as is now the social justice ritual after an unimaginable tragedy. The arrest warrant had been issued when he failed to appear for a hearing on things he had done. As is customary in police shootings, Potter was immediately placed on administrative leave as an investigation of the incident began. And it goes on and on and on. Everybody got in trouble for this, except the demonstrators who abused the city. Think about that. And Dante Wright, well, he shouldn't come after the police with a knife. It's like I've heard people say, don't bring a knife to a gunfight. That doesn't work too well. City manager. All Brooklyn Center employees, Bogany said, are entitled to due process with respect to discipline. And it went on. This employee will receive due process, and that's really all I can say today. Honoring responsibility to follow the legal procedures that a government is obliged to follow before terminating a public employee was obligated to follow, that is, before the reincarnation of what Manhattan Institute scholar Fred Siegel calls the riot ideology. And there's a problem with this, a real serious one. How many people would like to see a great group of military and law enforcement come into your house to take your guns? It's called red flag law. Now, I had thought that we had a problem with the FISA court being secretive until that came up. Now they're saying you don't have any rights, property or otherwise, that you do not have the right to face your accusers in court. Well, horse hockey. Don't show up with one of those bogus warrants, because it's not valid. The city council reconvened an emergency meeting at which Bogany was fired. You mean they got rid of him? Yeah. She voted to remove the city manager owing to fears of repercussions from protesters if the council failed to act against his ode to the rule of law. Well, how about we reinitiate the rule of law and we just take them all to jail? Few even pretended that the protests were over rights killing. Had been mostly peaceful. The rioting, burning, looting, and destruction of local businesses started instantly, persisting for over a week, resulting in well over 100 arrests. Another ritual, the initial mandate of police passivity, leading inexorably to an urgent need for police intervention. How are you going to do that when you just laid them all off? Think about it. In part because of police involvement in an incident that ignites violent demonstrators, and in part of officials' ill-conceived hope that rioting will burn itself out. Really, cops are first encouraged to desist in enforcing the laws. This only whets the appetite for the sociopathic appetites, and as more businesses are destroyed and lives shattered, they're following an inevitable demand for police intervention. Well, you should have thought about that before you called for everybody to be defunded. The mob bang for blood. Potter was swiftly taken into custody, charged with second-degree manslaughter, not released until he posted a $100,000 bond. Protesters made sure to march in the vicinity of the home of Washington County Attorney Pete Orput, demanding that he charge Potter with murder. Ooh, the criminal justice system is designed to address intentional and malicious wrongs, crimes, not torts. And accidents happen. When they result from negligence by police or other public officials, they are grist for determining the wrongdoer and for immense civil payouts. He paid out several million on that one. And it keeps going. It's $27 million. It keeps going. That's Minneapolis. It just, to me, there is a limit on things. And these people are over the top. Then you got Gulchibra Haya at work. Mm-hmm. If she can get anything done, I'll be surprised. Nah, here we go. Now we got a nice subject. And you know what? I think we need a song right about now. Give me a break so I can go out and smoke a cigarette and all that sort of thing. Get myself right, run to the John. All right, where is that song I wanted to play? You've heard this before, I know, because I don't change my songs very often. What the heck? Where did it go? There we go. That's a whole 5 minutes and 35 seconds of song. And I liked it, and I seemed like a lot of other people did, too. Listen to this song and think about what it says. If you haven't seen Hell or High Water, the movie, you need to see it, because this is the theme song. That when he was smoking a couple of joints and whatnot at a party, I would imagine. Here's the thing. The idea of outlaw state of mind is this. It's not illegal for anyone, listen closely, to take up the duties of those who will not do the job. Doesn't matter who it might be. Can be the police or anybody else. Well, here's an inequality of equity. Now, equity has been misunderstood, and here it is. Equity is a name for a new understanding of racial equality that is now informing public policy making. Biden calling for equity to be placed front and center in everything his administration does. Well, the only problem is you got a dink in a public position in Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, and she says the only people that she's going to listen to, the only people she'll take questions from are black people or people of color. You might call equity and a no-excuses imperative to eliminate all collective racial inequalities. However, they possess the fewest financial assets, fare the worst in school, have the hardest time finding work, live the shortest lives, commit the most violent crime, and spend the most of the time in jail. Who? Well, who is this? Crooks. It don't matter what color you are. You a crook, you're a crook. But they're turning them all loose. San Francisco had 28,000 cases of which came to the police in 2019, of people taking a dump on the sidewalk. they want to know how to, MIT want to know how to, the rest of American cities, make the rest of American cities become as equitable as theirs. Ooh, well, I hate to tell you that, but blacks and people of color, not just blacks, but people of color. Black Lives Matter? No, it doesn't. You ain't done diddly squat to fix anything. You tore a lot of stuff up. Abandoning equality of opportunity for equality of result. Equity sounds like a new game for something that Americans have been arguing about for two or more generations now. And, yeah, I've been involved in it. My parents were involved heavily. And the interesting part about it is I grew up right in the middle of civil rights. Used to get painted black going to and from school, among other nice things people do. Affirmative action tips the playing field of opportunity in minorities' favor. Diversity is all about managing results. Feminist equal pay for equal work campaigns might be considered a harbinger of these equality debates. In two ways, the equity movement is radically new. First, in the category categorical simplicity of its diagnosis, it views all inequality across groups as legitimate on its face as evidence of white racism. Well, now you kind of forgot something. There's a whole lot of racism involved everywhere. The haves and have-nots. It is a class distinction, not a racial one. And so they get it wrong. Second, in its tools, equity doesn't concern itself with more traditional understandings of inequality differences, say, between bosses and laborers. Equity for blacks is laid out in the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and nobody has the guts or whatever it takes to go and use it. And for various groups, from immigrants and transgender people that have come under the Act's protection in the decades since it was initiated, since it was signed into law. And then you got a problem with all of it. It has to do with power. It's like the teachers union telling you how your kids are going to be. and it gets deep. Civil rights law, the power of the civil rights law to punish employers and schools to investigate those suspected of noncompliance and even to silence detractors has been steadily strengthened by bureaucratic fiat and litigation. Cancel culture. Ever hear that? And know anybody that's been put off of Facebook because they said the wrong thing the wrong way? Either our civil rights laws are being overstretched to the point where they are growing intolerable to much of the country, or they are in the process of becoming the supreme law of the land, overriding even the Constitution. That better not ever happen, or you have Civil War II. Carrying out a radical definition of American ideas of fairness, well, what's fair? Somebody that doesn't have good enough grades gets into a college anyway? Affirmative action. You think about it. last possible chance to keep Biden in the race. That was South Carolina. Heavy party pressure for withdrawal of rival moderates. Yeah, they got rid of them. None has ever owed blacks as much as the congenitally loyal Biden. During the campaign, he pledged to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court, something for which Clyburn has said he longs. And his first three appellate court nominees have been black women. He's keeping his word as best he can, but the problem is that some of the people that want to get into a position don't have the qualifications. Though the consequence is that the White House is now staffed by a fractious junta of party-interested groups. Feminists here, techies there, billionaire philanthropists up there, voting rights activists down here, held together in variable geometric metries by Chief of Staff Ron Klein. At the core of this dynamism is the idea of equity. Equity is derived from so-called critical race theory. Now, if you ain't heard of that, you better climb out from under your rock, get out of your cave, and go look it up. You need to, let's see here, critical race theory. Eckert is driving so-called critical race theory, which is a bunch of horse hockey. It's Marxism. And your kids are getting indoctrinated with it at school, which came to public attention when Donald Trump announced it as a malign ideology. And that's a malignancy, in case you don't know, which is cancerous. Critical race theory is a varied set of perspectives on a varied set of issues. But there is one thing that seems to run through all of it, non-neutrality. Starting in the 90s, critical race scholars noticed that colorblindness, you can't be colorblind, and the level playing field and objective measurements were doing little to close the gaps between blacks and others, and came to repudiate those things as frauds. Well, equity is going to be hollered about forever in a multiracial country where at least a half a dozen head-to-head comparisons are possible. The obvious focus on black-white comparisons gives a skewered picture of what's going on. Yeah, that's right. They're not bothering to do their due diligence. Then you got Acorn, and you got SEIU, and you got a bunch of other mothers that, because they are in a union, think they are in control. Equity advocates set up a new system to fill the spots based on zip codes and grades. A plan that will result in a 24% reduction in Asians, 18% reduction in whites, 50% increase in blacks, and a 14% increase in Hispanics. And those are jobs and positions. Equity destroys the good it means to share. Woohoo. How far does it go? It just keeps on going. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Aside from the nightly anti-fi mobs destroying things, it's actually pretty chill. One punch was a summer of fire and destruction. When you let people burn down a police station, it does not have a pacifying effect. Hey, you noticed that, huh? The effect on the neighborhoods was devastating. The city leaders seemed to have figured out that letting mobs burn down a city was unpopular with the segment of the electorate that does not burn down the city. Now, these people are going to end up having to pay for all this, and I don't mean the taxpayer. I mean they should abscond to somebody's paycheck. The restaurants and service shops that populated the extensive Skyway system relied on customers from the office towers, and when the laptop class went home to Zoom in pajamas, everything withered, and most of it died. And what are they going to do? Jack up property taxes. Biden said as much in terms of coming out swinging on you know, we'll get to pay for it somehow, and you guys are going to pay. I'm not going to pay. You guys are. Well, how does that work? Something that nobody wants, and I mean a majority is, somewhere in the neighborhood of 70% or better, don't want all this horse hockey going on. And yet, here they're doing it anyway. And it may not seem like it amounts to much, but our freedom, our country, relies on having things set in a proper manner. Here's a thing from Infamous. Now, I'll probably post this. Critical race theory, what it is and how to fight it. Well, very simply, they don't have the Education Association, the unions, and the lawyers all got backed off real heavy. Remember they used to have queens come in into the classroom and instruct your kids? Well, did you notice that isn't happening anymore? Well, I'll tell you why. Somebody decided to stand up and say, no, hell no. You're not going to indoctrinate my kids. Critical race theory isn't an academic discipline. Academic means not real. That means it's an idea formulated in the 1990s, built on the intellectual framework of identity-based Marxism. Now, you think our identity politics is bad. this is worse. It has been injected into government agencies, public school systems, teacher training programs, and corporate human resources departments in the form of diversity training programs, human resource modules, public policy frameworks, and school curricula. Yeah, there's a lot in it. Critical race theorists, masters of language construction, realized that neo-Marxism would be a hard sell. So he changed his name, made it look nice, and make it smell good, and you're in good shape. There's a problem with all this. They equate things like critical race theory. They don't just equate, they stick it right in there. Basically is a legal way to indoctrinate your kids. So there it is. Nearly a century ago, Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis wrote that the best remedy to falsehood and fallacies was not the enforced silence of censorship, but more speech. And that ain't the case. let's see here. Now, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg now faces fraud decisions about policy policing his massive privately owned platform. Well, I hate to tell you, but it's not private any longer. Zuckerberg's reluctance to serve as an arbiter of truth is understandable. How does Facebook screen the 4.7 billion posts that has 2.7 billion users share each day? It can't, but its rage reinforcing algorithm allied with the Fed by the Fox News media ecosystem have enabled tens of millions of Americans to secede into an alternative reality that reflects that facts and evidence do not penetrate. Well, fact and evidence is simple. They don't have the right to do that. In this bubble, massive voter fraud cost Donald Trump the 2020 election. January 6th was a peaceful day of a peaceful assembly of patriots. Representative Liz Cheney is a traitor. COVID was not dangerous. Masks offered no protection. Life-saving vaccines are part of a sinister plot. Well, and this is the editor-in-chief. That's the week. May 21st. jobs report sparks debate over Biden's policies. None and worse. In terms of policies, you don't have any. House Republicans oust Cheney. Good. Vaccine authorized for younger teens as COVID cases fall. That's a bad thing. You want your kids shot up with something that gives them permanent hives? I mean, y'all, think about it. Social media, Facebook's Trump problem. They don't have any standards. You heard me. That's right. Nope, Facebook's paying attention. I can back it up legally if you need to. Some anti-vaxxers are embracing social distancing to protect themselves from the vaccinated. Think about that. Republican state lawmaker wants to make Louisiana a fossil fuel sanctuary state. It's going to be interesting. Small government after Ronald Reagan, presidential library in wildfire-prone Semi Valley, California, was given a protective firebreak by a team of 356 goats, which devoured the surrounding undergrowth. Think about that. They're doing this more and more, using goats. Goats will eat just about anything that's growing, so. New York Department of Education formally abolished the snow day. That's not good. After Donald Trump's, I noticed that I can't think of the name of the group. It's the one that goes after everybody legally. I just can't think of it off the top of it. They're opening that can of worms to see about this idea that people can play games with somebody being online. Judicial Watch is nobody to screw with, and they said this has got to quit. Violates a bunch of the legalities known as the Constitution. Ooh. And you got a whole bunch of other news. Trump seized reporter phone records. Yeah, okay. He's looking at a lot of things. Ballot bars. Oh, at a party line, 3 a.m. vote to Texas House last week passed a Republican bill that would impose restrictions on voting. Good for them. You need an ID. You have to be currently residing at the place that you've got listed on your ID as your residence. Well, man, drive-through voting, tighten limits on early voting, or redistributed polling places, potential gunning sites in heavily black and Hispanic areas. Well, guess what? You've been asking for something funky like this to come on. There'll be certain parts of it that'll be taken down, I'm sure. There are a whole bunch of things. Maybe you get this gasoline panic going on in the Southeast. Well, if everybody didn't bring 20 gas cans to fill up, they're going to have trouble with it. Ontario, pipeline fight. Canada's Enbridge Energy Company this week rejected an order from Michigan to shut down pipeline number 5, a pipeline that runs under the Great Lakes and supplies nearly half the oil needs of Ontario and Quebec, as well as propane for Michigan. They're going to shut it down. Michigan doesn't have any right to dictate how the oil flows. Ooh. Channel Islands. France and UK deployed warships to the English Channel last week in an argument over French fishing boats' access to the waters there. Think about that. They do have a right to, protect that. Agent Orange lawsuit. This is Paris. French court has thrown out a lawsuit by a French Vietnamese woman seeking damages from 14 companies, including U.S. multinationals Dow Chemical and Monsanto, that produced the highly toxic herbicide Agent Orange during the Vietnam War. The court ruled that it did not have jurisdiction over U.S. wartime actions. Oh, Columbia, bloody protests. They were going to raise taxes on a whole bunch of things, and everybody went to the streets and said, bullshit. No, you ain't. And they got nasty about it. Blessing gay marriages. This is from Berlin. God cannot bless sin. Well, everybody's going to have to make their own decision on all of that. I'm not going to tell you which way to go, but Rio de Janeiro, deadly raid. Protests erupted in Rio de Janeiro last week after a police raid on a favela turned into a massacre. You can't go in there and just shoot everybody. It never does work well. Kazan, Russia, a school massacre, a teenage gunman killed 7 8th grade students and 2 school employees this week in a rare mass shooting in Russia. See? It's beginning to happen everywhere. Girl in Kabul. Girls' school bomb killed more than 85 people last week. Most of them teenage students. At least 447 people were wounded. Well, you guys are going to have to do something better than what's going on. Myanmar, organ harvesting. The body of a poet who was killed by Myanmar security forces returned to his family last week with his heart removed. The grim revelation has led to speculation the country's cash-short military regime is harvesting organs to pay. vaccinating the world. Now, to beat COVID-19, the world needs about 7 billion doses of vaccine. How to get there? How do we get there? We don't. If the people really cared about the people, that stuff would already been being done. Oh, bizarre Arizona audit election. And they've got 400K bogus ballots so far and counting. And I don't think that's bizarre. They had a conspiracy theory that China flew in 40,000 absentee ballots. So-called audit may take months to complete. Well, that's all right. As long as we don't allow Biden to get too far down the road. Did a lab create the coronavirus? The answer is yes. How do I know this? I have talked to various of my varying contacts I have all over the world. And there's one lady that was a researcher in the lab who verifies it. Where your body, Switzerland, where your body belongs to the state. The Swiss state wants to lay claim to the bodies of its citizens. And they become default organ donors. Forces to opt out of donation rather than opt in. Switzerland will redefine a relationship between the individual and the state. And no, you're not a public asset. Doesn't exist. United Kingdom, a new push for Scottish independence. Again, the Scottish people have spoken and they want another vote on independence. Do it. Russia demolishing the final vestiges of democracy. They never had any. Now the Kremlin has decided to dispense with the premise and go full autocracy. The crackdown has been extensive and brutal. Already limited freedoms of the press, civil society, and assembly have been erased. That's what the Marxists here want to do. It's not something that is nice. DeSantis, Fox News, Golden Child. Oh, Fox News was the only network allowed to cover the signing. Imagine that. Sounds like only black people can talk to somebody in Chicago. Fox has fueled the big lie. As the November election rule with voter fraud, the same lie the disingenuous Florida bill supposedly addresses. Adding stricter ID requirements, limiting drop boxes, making it hard to vote by mail. Wow. You mean that we are going to have a situation where we go back to the way things were because they worked? Subsidizing daycare. Good for parents and kids? Yeah, I think so. Then you got we got climate change. Ooh, it's sneaking up on us. China's greenhouse gas emissions are now higher than all other developed nations combined. Yeah, meat eating, the latest cultural war. If you eat meat, you're wrong. Yeah, well, I eat it anyway, and I don't care who don't like it. Baseless conservative media panic. But we're going to get rid of your cheeseburger. Raising beef cattle is energy intensive, and combined with the methane gas released by the digestive processes of hundreds of millions of farm animals, create more than 15% of global greenhouse emissions. Ooh. What are you going to do? Stick a cork up a chicken's rear end? Masks. Why the vaccinated still wear them? There's no reason. It's BS. Either the vaccine works or it doesn't. Just pretty simple. And we got a lot of jokes. The one I like is they got speech police in the form of a cop with a sign that says left and a bunch of people walking along. Well, hello, Facebook. But you have a serious problem. And Trump's talking to a guy and says, you have the right to create your own social media platform. On it, you have the right to spew hatred and encourage violence and to make an ass of yourself and a fool of your followers. But not on Facebook? No, not on Facebook. Any questions? You have to understand what's going on. Now, get that cybercrime, a tiny web of threats and attacks. Well, it's time for these people to catch up, and they aren't doing anything about it. Psychedelic drug to cure PTSD? No. Why? Because it don't work. That's why. It's not hard to comprehend these things. When something works, it works. If something doesn't, time to drop that stuff and get something that does. They cover a whole bunch of people and other stuff, places to live that nobody I know of would live, whether they had the money or not. Inflation, sudden jump, raises economic fears. Prices rising at a pace not seen in years. Labor Department said this week the annual rate of inflation jumped to 4.2% in April, the highest level since 2008. You remember what happened then? The stress for companies is growing as businesses grapple with supply shortages, raising the cost of many goods and services. Used vehicles over 25 grand. The cost of food is rising twice as fast as it was before the pandemic. Well, everybody buying all the butter beans or what, you know? Federal Reserve faces a crucial test. They resisted calls to raise interest rates. In response, investors are rattled, and business and consumers start to anticipate higher prices and self-fulfilling cycle could set in. Oh, my goodness. Pentagon may cancel $10 billion deal. Jedi Cloud Computing Project. Oh, well, didn't work. They're dumping it. U.S. companies announced $484 billion in share purchases, highest such total in at least 2 decades. They're buying back their own stock so that their price will go up. Arca struggles as investors question tech. Investors are souring on the kind of pricey shares the money manager favors in companies with often unproven technologies. China, signs of dissent come with a high price. as a veiled shot at the government, which has been reining in some of the country's biggest tech giants. Meituan lost nearly $30 billion in market value. My goodness. Classy shares of Warren Buffett's company have been trading at an astronomically 421K per each. Now think about that. You know, insurance telemarketers target elders. Well, don't bother calling me. I'll tell you what you can do to yourself. Homebuyers turn to unusual offers. They're also offering more than what you're asking. Vaccines should COVID-19 trump patient protections? The answer is obviously no. U.S. factories are stuck in neutral, are they? They got everything that they need. But it's in short supply. Then to go along with it, the cost of everything is going up. Why? Gas is rising. Cheaper cities are getting expensive. This is true. Some smaller cities, Pittsburgh, Columbus, and Indianapolis, stayed inexpensive while becoming magnets for skilled younger workers. Cities that went through hard times but stand to rise again in the shifting post-pandemic geography of jobs. Oh, really? Well, I hate to tell you, but there isn't there a whole lot that anybody can do to get things back to where they need to be. Come on. There we go. Now, if we get into the nation. Now, some of these people that are leaning very heavily left, I'd call them socialist or Marxist in terms of what they do. Now, sharing the vaccine. No, these people are not sharing the vaccine. Why should they? They want global welfare by money and force and all this other stuff. Low and middle income countries, LMICS. Well, getting true global vaccine production online will require subsidies by richer nations. Hey, global welfare, I'm not up for that. Let them go get their own food stamps. Urgent care. Republican attacks on Biden's big proposals aren't working. Well, yes, they are. Why? Because it isn't urgent care. That's why. Republicans try to make the argument that the bill goes beyond its proper scope as an infrastructure measure. But polling shows that the pushback hasn't worked very well. The proposals are popular. No, they're not. That's a lie. They're not popular. 70% vote no. The 71 Comprehensive Child Development Act would have made a $2 billion investment in a vast expansion of state-funded preschool and child care programs. Didn't happen. Nixon vetoed it. The bill had its origin in Soviet Russia. Think about it. In 1929, the Soviet socialists claimed that the traditional family will be sent to the Museum of Antiquities so that it can rest next to the spinning wheel and the bronze axe by the horse-drawn carriage, the steam engine, and the wired telephone. Oh, really? Yeah. I don't think so. We want to see the young pioneers where these little kids, 4, 5, 6 year old, are being instructed in Leninist doctrine, reciting it the way I used to recite catechism when I was in first grade. Good public policy requires that we enhance rather than diminish both parental authority and parental involvement with children. For the federal government to plunge headlong financially into supporting child development would commit the vast moral authority of the national government to the side of communal approaches to child rearing over against the family-centered approach. I think families, and even if they're split up some, need to be kept. And they don't see it that way. Monopoly money. Hey, Google, your predatory pricing has put independent journalism at risk. That's why we're suing. Monopoly money? They're printing it. $60 billion a week. Predatory digital behemoths. Boy. Well, Google, you're going to have fun with this one, I guarantee you. Google has erected a toll bridge between publishers and advertisers, and it charges an unlawfully high price for passage. If Google's drive to control the markets related to display advertising left unchecked, it will. Now, listen to this carefully. It will have the power to decide which publishers live and which die. Well, I think they're already deciding that, aren't they? They're cutting a lot of people off. Juvenile judgment. Yours, Ellie Mistel? A recent Supreme Court decision shows that Brett Kavanaugh remains permanently incorrigible. Yeah, it's not true. But you get this title of it is Juvenile Judgment. And I think you're guilty of it. I think you're really loaded with it. Uh, 2012 case Miller versus Alabama, the Supreme Court ruled that mandatory life without parole sentences for juveniles were unconstitutional. 2016, the Supreme Court issued a follow-up decision making Miller retroactive for those who had been sentenced before the case was heard. The justices reiterated that lifetime in prison is a disproportionate sentence for all but the rarest of children, those whose crimes reflect irreparable corruption. When you murder somebody, you take a friggin' hammer and beat their brains all over the wall, you need to be locked up permanently. And she says, oh, no, you don't. Well, how do people feel about getting somebody arrested and then have them turned loose in a day or so. Work is crammed with references to Nietzsche, Dostoevsky, the Bible, ancient Mesopotamian deities, Jesus and Jung, and which under a lot of sexist conservative mythological biblical evolutionary animal behavior folderol basically tells men how to grow up and grow a pair. That's Kathy Pollitt. It's all sexist and it's crap. Was the failed union drive at Bessemer a net positive or for the labor movement? No. They lost big time, and now they're trying to say, oh, it was unfair. Oh, my goodness, there was corruption in the election. Oh, have you heard that from somebody else? Uh-huh. Well, you got to decide. Either there is or there isn't, and you have to decide whether you got to keep things as they were before, or turn the crooks loose. We don't care. It doesn't hurt anything when you get them right back out on the street again. They just might rob you. and then you get a council for the people, a big one. Ibushi wins. People will undoubtedly say that she has made history, but it may be more accurate to say history has made Ibushi. Well, I hate to tell you this, but from what I read, she's a Muslim lawyer. Well, she's from Palestine. So I'm going to say that the whole article, from what I read, is prejudice. People don't understand how her lived experience makes her the candidate who will transform the legal system. Is that better or worse? Oh, power in the union. I said no. All BS and excuses. The Chicago teachers unions want to play games. Well, that's pretty simple. Fire them all. Remember what happened under a certain president when a bunch of air traffic controllers decided they were in charge? They got their walking papers. Uh-huh. Smash the state. How profiteers and zealots hijack the CDC. Uh-huh. And the theme of the whole article is very simple, that Trump did it. The moneyed and the godly were behind decades of brainwashing and propaganda about poor brown people getting free stuff. Oh. And he signed a zealot, Mike Pence, and his dubiously qualified coronavirus task force. What a lie. And they're going to keep telling them until they wear you out on it. Muslims have experienced the brunt of law enforcement in New York City. Horse hockey. Ooh, here we go. Crucible City, the tragedy of St. Louis. St. Louis has been a microcosm of America's longstanding compulsion to subvert its own high ideals for the sake of white supremacy and imperialism. What a crack of shit. Anybody knows anything? Knows better than 90% of this. So, where does this leave us? You got people being held to account now that never were before. Junk food. That's one of them. Why we eat bad food. Most thoroughgoing attack on the corporate forces that govern our food, tracking the evolution of cultivation and consumption from primordial to modern times and developing what is arguably the most radical and forthright argument yet about how to address our contemporary food culture's many ills. Uh-huh. Animal, vegetable, junk. It gets some of these, and like I said, this is in the /5/31-6/7 edition of the Nation. No signal. What kind of crap is that? Come on. Here's something that you need to be thinking about. And this holds true of all kinds of things. Global sugar consumption has nearly tripled in the past half century. That's 50 years. And so has obesity. That's where you're fatter than what you're supposed to be. The number of people worldwide living with diabetes has quadrupled since 80. Two-thirds of the world's population lives in countries where more people die from diseases linked to being overweight than ones linked to being underweight. Yeah, well, you want to be fat? Keep eating at Mickey D's. It'll eventually get you. Chile, where half of the six-year-old were overweight or obese, they passed the strongest food labeling and advertising laws, put a tax on things, and you can't advertise to kids under 14 and whatnot. So they went from, almost instantly, Chilean children went from seeing 8,500 junk food advertisements a year to seeing next to none. And it's working. Thank you, Chile. Belo Horizonte, Brazil's third largest metropolitan area, is bankrolled people's restaurants that sell high-quality lunches at affordable prices and cook from scratch school meals and emphasizing more vegetables and fewer processed foods. The government also subsidizes farmers markets that sell staples at reduced prices and funded urban gardening programs. As a result, hunger in the city has been nearly eliminated, while fruit and vegetable consumption and farmer incomes has risen. See what I mean? Somebody that's really dedicated to getting something done can get it done. And that's all I'm asking you to do. Take whatever you got in the way of something positive and put it out there. Now, as we sit here and wonder what's next, I'm going to tell you a secret. We don't need the horse hockey that's going on. We shouldn't have to put up with it. Most of what's been promulgated on us is very simply horse manure. And if you like the idea of eating a horse manure sandwich, I didn't say shit sandwich, but it's the same. Anyway, we need to straighten things up. There ain't a lot of us on here. I mean, I got 9, 10 callers. There's altogether 300 or 400 people that might get involved. Well, we need more than that. I need you to take the copies, and you can make a copy of the lead, the link to the show. Spread that mother, especially the last one. This one here, it covers it. Muggsy said there were many outages of internet in the EU. Now, that's not just the European Union. That's all over the area known as Europe. Just practice for global martial law. Get ready. It is going to come. It's going to have to. They have to tell some of these people to take a walk. We don't care your situation is or where you're from or what you're trying to do. All I can tell you now is that each one of the individuals that listens to this, send a copy to somebody that might give a shit. Make sure, listen with somebody if they don't want to really hear it. Yeah, well, and turn it up loud so they can't ignore it. Get the principles of what we need done. Trying to tell me my internet connection was interrupted. Well, I've posted some things that are not supposed to be put on Facebook, but they're up there. The reason they're up there is because Thad says it very succinctly on Facebook. The longer this takes tells me how powerful evil is. Well, hey, you think the drug companies ain't making anything? They're wrong. They're lying to you. The interesting part about everything is that you're going to find a lot of the stuff that we've been trying to tell you that sounds like some kind of nutcase. My internet connection was restored, huh? comment. Hypnotized? Yeah, well. No internet access? Oh, what the hell? What if I had networked it? Then if I had network internet access. Uh-huh. That's not exactly true. What you have to understand is that what I operate within is a very tight, very well-controlled area of disseminating information. My information comes from people with boots on the ground or those who are involved directly in most of the things you hear me talk about. Most of the stuff that I've talked about, if somebody wants to validate it, that's fine. They can do so. It's easy to do. You got a search engine, use it. The other part is the idea of not taking people out, such as Fauci and others, gets to the point of redundancy. You hear the same shit over and over and over. I tried the last show, and I tried today to break that up a bit. Now, I'm not reading from the magazines as much as you might think I am. A whole lot of that is self-imposed understanding to make it clear what these people are up to. If we want to keep being able to be free Americans, we're going to have to fight back at one point or another. And it ain't gonna be, it is not going to be nice, and it's liable to be messy. So, you know, bear that in mind. There's a whole lot of fun and games that a lot of people don't get. They don't see it. They don't understand. Well, I intend to eliminate as much of the misunderstanding as possible. So, I promised a short one, and I think we're just about there. Now, take some of the things that I've talked about and run with them. Go out there and do me the favor of getting her done. You know,